We're Talking Life. I'm Jack Terry. Today on Talking Life, we'll be looking at how UK high streets are being overcharged for both commodities and utilities that are vital for small businesses to attract customers and stay in business. We spoke to Christian Nelman, founder and CEO of XLN, the provider of the UK's largest free public Wi-Fi network, who explains why small businesses are struggling and how they're crucial to the British high street.
Small business historically has always been overcharged compared to consumers, and they've been getting terrible service to boot. And we wanted to do something about it, but frankly, it's what we can do is not enough. We need everyone to support the high street. Otherwise, it will be gone. If you look at the average sort of profit of a small business up and down the high street, it's about £1,000 a month or £12,000 a year. That's not even minimum wage. And if, let's say, Wi-Fi costs £1,000 to install and £1,000 to run a year, that's 2 months' profit. On top of that, half of small businesses are stuck on really expensive gas and electricity rates. Hundreds of millions of pounds are wasted that way. And on top of that, and these are some of the products and services we supply, so I know a fair bit about it. You know, credit card payments, a small business pays somewhere between 2 and 3% for all the turnover that goes through those machines. And as we're becoming more of a cashless society and contactless, payments grow in popularity, you know, that's a bigger tax for small businesses to pay. And from next April, there'll be an authorization fee of, I would guess, 2-3 pence per transaction for all the contactless. And if you look at, we have maybe 10 billion transactions a year in the high street. Probably half of them will be contactless. I mean, that's another couple of £100 million. So it just adds up. And so if you have one or two bad months or a bad Christmas season, that's why small businesses close down.
He also tells us why some shops have to charge us more for using credit cards.
Essentially, when you talk about your, you know, you go to your local shop and they say, well, there's a minimum charge of £5 for a credit card. That's because their bank are charging them a fee for any transactions between below £5. It's not because he wants to charge you. But you don't need to. For example, we don't have a minimum charge. We don't charge 2 or 3%. We charge half of that. And so the point is, small businesses have been, you know, brought up with, stick with the big brand names, the banks we all know, the telecoms businesses we all know. And so they're afraid of moving to other suppliers like XLN or others. And it's costing them a huge amount of money. I mean, we save on average a business a couple of £1,000 across, say, two or three or four services. And that's huge. And we got to shine a light on this and get people to switch and not be afraid of that.
For more information, visit xln.co.uk. We're Talking Life. I'm Jack Terry.